Welcome to the SARPcast. I'm going to be your host, once again, Revolver, the six-shooter of love. And with me today is my guest, a man who needs no introduction because, quite frankly, he isn't worth it. It's Raz.
Oh, thank you for that, Adam. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Raz is the faction manager of the Free Spacers, GM of the 11th Squadron plot, and he plays on the Senbu. But what he's most known for, I think, is being the near perma mod in the Star Army channel on IRC.
Yep, that's me.
This week we'll be discussing the IRC and its impact on Star Army, and the super secret topic that was too hot to post on the wiki is going to be a segment on posting tips. Raz was a lowly copy editor at his school newspaper and eventually clawed his way to editor-in-chief. Plus, he edits our huge JPs for the Senbu every week, so he's intimately aware of any problems that we all have when making posts. And because of this, I asked him to come, mostly against his will, to come up with a list of us for what common problems are and how to fix them.
Yep, I will do that because Revolver asked me to. Hopefully it will be an alright segment.
I'm telling you, dude, it'll be fine. First up is current events. And the first note that we have here is Nip Leslie is moving forward on their senator situation. And I definitely encourage everyone to check it out because they're going all out with this. It seems like it's a really neat thing and a lot of people are jumping on board. Even Wes is throwing a dog a bone, so to speak, and getting involved. So it's all really exciting.
Yeah, the whole thing that Tom and Moon Manor and the other Nip Leslie and GMs are trying to do seems really cool. And they're trying to revitalize the activity in their nation, and that's pretty solid. Looks like they're off to a good start on that.
Definitely. It seemed recently that they were, that Nip Leslie was kind of on a downhill slope, and just with the fact that it seemed like they were being really insular, and this is kind of a way to reach out into the community. So it's really, really going to be interesting, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, the galactic Southwest will rise again.
Hopefully. Also in current events, this week is, seems like History Channel week in the NTSC. We've got tanks and planes coming out of our ears. So if you like more conventional tech submissions, perhaps you should check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that there are people. It does seem like History Channel week, though. You're right. It's just been like, what's this biplane tank? It's pretty cool that people are trying to flesh out the setting, though, because stuff like this might exist still.
Exactly. And, you know, they're doing a good job with it. I mean, it's people who are good at Doga, and they're like, hey, this is what we want to make, so let's flesh out the setting a little bit.
Yeah, it works, so.
All right, moving on. Our first discussion topic this week is the IRC, and I'm not talking about the, what was it called? The
International Relations Conference.
The International Relations Conference, that's right. This is the Internet Relay Chat. Back when I first joined Star Army, JPs were mostly held over at Yahoo, Instant Messenger. But with the lack, with IRC's lack of visibility issues and the ability to have a lobby for people to just come in and shoot the shit whenever they like, using IM programs to Jeep has become a thing of the past. Raz here, the nearly always connected op of Star Army's main channel, which is simply Star Army on Sorcery.net, is here with me to talk a bit about that.
Yep, I will attempt to answer your queries as well as I can.
Are you trolling me here, man?
I'm not trolling you, man.
All right, first off, do you want to tell us the story about how you managed to wrangle this perma-op status?
Well, as you said, I'm kind of always connected. I'm not actually always at my computer, unfortunately, although sometimes I feel like I'd like to be. But yeah, I just, when the Star Army chat started, like, however many years ago now it was, I just kind of lurked for, I think, like a whole year and a half and didn't say anything. And then when I finally did start to post, eventually one day Wes gave me op because he left. And apparently I seem like a trustworthy person.
You seem trustworthy.
So, yeah, and it's like, I wasn't on the Chancer for the longest time, but it seemed like I was because I just never turned off my computer. And one day, I think you encouraged me to have Wes add me to the Chancer.
Yeah, and probably, so, because it was going to be such a pain in the butt, you know, begging for it every time you didn't have it anymore.
Well, yeah.
I think you were bitching about it, like, I don't want to say anything. And I was like,
well, yeah,
get off your ass.
I just think it's important that the channel is moderated, whether I actually do anything or not. You just have a presence, and
When things
that's
get really bad, you do take action. But you're right, just having the presence of an op
yeah.
is
But I think that's my main job, is to
be a deterrent.
be a deterrent, yeah, and help out with that kind of stuff. But I enjoy it, and
That's good.
hopefully, whatever spammers or whatever are put off by someone actually always being there. That's how I became op in the IRC.
So, with all the crazy people we have on IRC, who's your favorite IRC personality?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, yeah, I do. I think everyone's favorite IRC personality is Kempfer, because he's like the best person in the world. If I could be friends with anyone on Star Army in real life, I think I would choose Kempfer first, because he's like, oh, he'd be so fun to hang around. I don't know. He's a really good troll, and I think he's actually a kind of a cool dude underneath all that, because he does care about the role play section of the site, and from what I've seen, he's a fairly good writer and et cetera.
Oh, that's
But
good.
Kempfer's a pretty cool guy, although I do like a lot of people as friends in Star Army Chess. Just Kempfer, he's so entertaining. So if I had to choose it, I guess it'd be him.
Yeah, I did ask for number one. That's
Number one is Kempfer, because he's Kempfer.
Well, back to more serious matters. How do you think that the move to IRC has changed jeeping on SARP? Do you think that people do more jeeps now because it's easier to connect with people who are online?
Oh yeah, I think so. I think it helps foster a community like outside of like YIM and the boards. Now it's like everyone interacts with each other, whether they hate the other people or not, and that's helped with more one-shot JPs, I think, and smaller plots with less people that can JP. Think it's also helped with making JPs happen more often, because so many people are always on. I'm like not the only person who never disconnects. I know like Doc and you and a lot of people don't ever turn their computers off, because we're like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, it seems now there's a lot of people like always in the room, even if they're not actually at their computer watching. Those names are always on the list.
I think it's also JPs have become a more fun and interactive thing now, because the IRC has it has the multi-channel thing, and that's led the community to also get into voice chats during JPs, like the Ventrilo thing or Skype sometimes. And although it can be distracting sometimes, I think it helps more than it hinders the JP experience, because you don't have to look away. You don't have to change the channel to see what people are saying out of character, and you can give pointers. And if you're the one editing the JPs, you can like just ask about a problem rather than having to type it out and waiting for like 20 minutes for their response, you know.
Yeah, and I think we're still in the beginning stages of using voice chat where, like let's say the last time we had a Senbu Jeep, there was a lot more people encouraging people to post rather than, just fooling around, which we've had a problem with in the past too. So I think it's still for the whole voice chat community is starting to form with what the rules are and how people should act, the etiquette and that kind of stuff.
I think it's really nice for a GM or even another player to be able to give a gentle or not so gentle nudge to another person to be like, hey, time to post. Stop fooling around, bro. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, let's see, what else is there? Oh, if there's something that you could change about IRC, like either how it works or perhaps part of the culture that you're dissatisfied with, what would that be?
Well, I think it'd be nice if we were on a server that supported half ops and founders and stuff, but that's kind of a technical thing. But I don't know. I think Wes runs the channel the way he wants to run it, so there's no point in complaining about like the the way we speak to each other, because that's just how it is. It's kind of cool. I think it runs pretty well right now in the community, honestly. It's mostly centered around the Star-Ami channel and all of the offshoots, like the Higa channel and all the Aroma channels and the Senbu channel. Those are just kind of like minor little clubhouses and like Lolizu. There's like little like side channels that don't necessarily matter, because if we want to talk about something related to the Star-Ami community, we're going to be in that channel. And all of the other ones are for like being snarky,
Or
so we don't
talking
get in
about
trouble.
stuff that's not SARP related.
Yeah, so like not Star-Ami related, we go to another channel. So I think the community and the culture works pretty well right now. And the way we have it set up is, if you really want to avoid someone in main chat, you can just go to another channel with all the same people. I know Yoroku does that sometimes during JPs, and I know Kai does that sometimes, and et cetera.
Well, one thing that I was really worried about, let's say a year ago, with how IRC was working, was that there definitely seemed to be an insular community on IRC that was not taking into account the fact that there are more players, who don't post in IRC, and the opinions in the IRC were kind of skewing their viewpoint.
Yeah, I can see what you mean.
And I think nowadays, A, we have a lot more people who are in the IRC, so we do have a better, a better sense of opinion, but people are taking stuff to the boards a lot more. One thing that Roko does very well is if he has a important question about how something in SARP works, he'll actually post it in the questions and answer forum.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, how it's become, rather than just bringing it up in the Star-Ami chat, now people will go to the YQA board or the NTSC board, post the original topic, and then they'll come to the Star-Ami to chat and
Kind of work things out, yeah.
have heated arguments with people who disagree with them.
Yeah, heated arguments are much better in the more fluid IRC than they are on the boards where they sit there and last forever. but yeah, I think that even if things, discussion starts in IRC, it's moved to the boards when it's, when it's important enough, and
Yeah, that's notable.
it definitely is a change from how things used to be.
It is, it is.
All right, do you want to move on to your writing tips segment here?
If you would like me to, yes.
Let's do that.
All right, so this is about Revolver. He asked me to, because we didn't have anything to talk about, and he apparently thinks I'm a good writer. And I agree with him because I'm kind of arrogant like that. He has asked me to compile 10 things that are little pet peeves about what I see during JPs, and because I actually do read a lot of plots, what I see in other plots, and how I think the roleplay and writing could become better. So one of the biggest things is that on this site, we roleplay in the past tense and in the third person. When editing joint posts, it's somewhat annoying to have to change whole strings of people's sentences to the third person in the past tense, because they'll be like wanting to post in the now with their character. But I think it's a good rule that Wes or whoever set that in stone back in the day decided on, because it helps keep the whole role play cohesive.
Do you want to explain a little bit more about what that exact what third person past tense means, just so people who haven't finished high school or didn't pay attention in high school knows what you're talking about?
Sure, I'm not sure I'm the best to explain it, because I'm a high school dropout and writing just kind of comes more naturally to me. But the past tense is you use words that are in, they refer to things that have already happened. Like you say, instead of being like, my character Joe the Yamataian, he is walking through the corridor. You say he walked down the corridor, something like that.
Or he
Third person,
walked.
or he walked. Third person is kind of, it's a more omniscient kind of thing. There's, you know, it's like, shouldn't say it's a way of writing, of course, and it's you want to help me out here, Revolver?
All
It's
right.
hard for me to explain.
So first person is
I'm not
when
a
you're
teacher.
talking from the character's perspective.
Yeah, they're.
Second person is when you're talking to the reader themselves. And third person is when you're talking about the character from an outside point of
Yeah,
view.
you're the third person, basically. You're like God and can see everything.
Yeah, the narrator is a different point of view that's not something that exists either in the story itself or the reader.
Yeah. It comes from, it's like you're watch it's like more like cine I think it's a more cinematic tone for writing, 'cause you're seeing the scene rather than the character or talking to the audience.
Yeah, the problem that I tend to fall in myself is when writing third person is I start to give stage directions, I feel, in my posts, and that's one thing that I try to work on.
Well, as long as it's not like some like weird posty deal, I think stage direction type of stuff is all right. Although I'm not sure if I know what you meant by that, but describing what's happening is fine, I think.
All right, let's move on. What's your next tip?
A lot of people use a lot of repetitious words, so you might just use a thesaurus, like thesaurus.com or any of the crappy free online ones, because they still provide you with enough variants that you can mix it up. And you do want to vary your wordage, but don't be too flowery with it and use some really obscure word that only vaguely connects to what you're trying to say. Try to keep it solidly readable. But mix it up when you can. It makes for more exciting writing, I think.
That's good advice. Personally, I use Merriam-Webster's website, m-w.com. They've got
Yeah.
a thesaurus option there.
Yeah. When I have the time and I'm like SPing, I will pull out my old like 1919 dictionary thesaurus thingy, and it has some pretty cool stuff in it. But normally, yes, the free websites are good deals.
Mean, it's good enough just if you notice, you're using one word a lot to be like, all right, I definitely need to put something else here.
Yeah. That's very true.
All right, what's your next step?
This is, I think, perhaps the one that annoys me the most when I'm editing JPs or even reading is use proper quotation punctuation. I've noticed a lot of people like to put a period at the end of every single one of their sentences that a character says, and then put period, said so and so. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to put a comma there and then put the attribution after that. It's a minor thing, but if you know what's what, it gets to be annoying. And it just all around looks better if when we're correct.
If it's formatted correctly, yeah.
If it's fine. Although I do want to say, like, although Revolver asked me to do these, but still, it is a role play, so it's not like all of us are here to write beautifully. But still, I think it helps the whole site if we do keep a certain standard, you know.
Well, it looks nicer and
It'll attract more players, maybe,
yeah,
if
and when
solid.
other people read it, I mean, I know that some people I have the opinion that you just want to write for having fun yourself with whoever you're playing with. Making it look nice for when other people come to read it is there are people out there who read plots that they're not involved in, and it's really nice to present a something that looks nice for other people.
Very true. True, true. All
Moving on.
This one's kind of for Kai. And for other people. I'm just kidding, Kai. I love you,
I
Kai.
like how you called out Kai there. Very nice.
But you use less random capitalization. It's I've a lot of people do it, so it's not just Kai, but random capitalization, it's like do you think that word is more important than all the other words in your sentence, guys? I don't know.
I don't know, because I know Kai does have a big problem with it. It's definitely one of the things most notable about his wiki his wiki edits. But I think what the problem comes from is like writing a sentence out and then chopping that sentence up when you want to edit it and like move it around. Like I know when I post, like that's how I post. Like I'll start typing something and then I'll move something to like the end or to the middle or.
Yeah, I've also had problems with that. When you chop up a post and then you go read it days later, it's like, whoa, and that sentence doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, why did I even make that post?
What happened there? But yeah, the random capitalization thing, it's not too big or bad because it doesn't necessarily affect the way you read it, but I think it throws off the human mind, you know, that's learned certain rules from going to school and socialization and stuff. It's just kind of throws some people off, I think. And that's the biggest problem with it.
Well, it's a good tip nonetheless.
Yeah. Next one is kind of weird, but I think proper paragraph size is important when you're, especially when you're JPing, but it comes into effect in SPs too. Like, you don't want to make your post too short because then people will say you're shitposting in lols and stuff like that. But you don't want to make your post necessarily like a novel, especially when you say things in that post. Because then the person who replies to you will have to reply to each of your sentences sequentially if they're expected to indeed reply. And it kind of breaks the flow.
Yeah, it throws off the rhythm. Because then that person will have to respond in kind to each of your responses.
It's like it reads like each person is posting simultaneously, even if their posts may be days or even weeks apart. So it just kind of, it's another one of those things that just kind of throws off.
Well, I think it's also like in JPs, it's easier to post shorter, especially when there's a dialogue going on.
Yeah.
I don't know about you personally, but like, I hate making small posts in SPs. Even like a regular size paragraph, I'm like, man, that's so small. But I mean, you know, then my GMs yell at me, hey, why haven't you posted?
Yeah, it's very true. It's a thing that happens with SPs. It's just the way it is, I think. But generally, paragraph size is pretty important. And don't worry if your post seems too small, because if it's the best you can do, it's probably it's going to work for what you need it to work for.
All right, next up.
Next up is, everyone does it, I've done it before, is random ellipses. Ellipses. They don't mean anything, guys. They don't, in grammar, ellipses don't signify a pause. They don't, they're used to, like, signify something that's been chopped up and means something's supposed to go there.
But it's missing.
But it does. A pause wouldn't be missing. You would type out the sentence and then go, he paused for a moment dramatically because I really want to use an ellipsis here. But
what I try to use is the double hyphen. Is that more correct, or is that also signify nothing?
Well, it doesn't really signify a pause either. It works most similar to a semicolon, but which is a whole other bag of worms or can of worms. But ask Doshi about semicolons. He uses them a lot, and I think always correctly because he's great. But yeah, random ellipses.
Really a pause. I was like being cut off. Like if you want to end a sentence early.
They're perfectly correct for you if you're cut off. That's what you want to use is a dash or however you want to format your dash, double dash, single dash. It just depends on the style of the type style you're using. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
All right. Well, definitely good advice, and thanks for answering my question.
No problem, Revolver.
All right.
Adam. Next one is, I hope this doesn't offend anyone. If it sounds stupid when you read it out loud, don't post it. And that's really all I want to say about that.
You know what? I'm going to have to comment here.
Okay.
Whenever you read a post out loud, Raz, it sounds stupid.
That's because whenever I read a post out loud during Ventrilo or Skype, I pick the stupidest post to read out loud. But that's that.
You know what? I'm going to add to this a little bit. I find that that some people's dialogue could use them trying to say it out loud before they type it out.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing either, because saying something out loud is a method a lot of people in the professional world use when they're stumped, the very rare occasions that they are stumped on how something should sound, you know.
Well, if writers are like any other type of artist, I would be surprised if they are stumped very little.
True that, true that. Well, that one was kind of related to the next one, and I see this a lot in active SP plots, is if your GM yells at you to post, but you don't really have anything to post about, like dialogue, then just don't post. No one wants to read about your character standing around, you know? Mm-hmm. If you've got some cool things to say in your head, go ahead. But if it's like the third post in a row that you're making just because your GM asked you to, and your character's still just standing around waiting, just keep it to yourself, because it's boring and boring.
Well, I think this ties in with the post of the week I chose on the first Sarpcast, which was Teddo's post about standing around and breathing.
Yeah, like that.
I think the solution, though, I have to disagree with you. I think the solution is really to either talk with someone else that's in that scene, or all the other people in the scene, or maybe the GM itself, and maybe see if you can't work a post with someone else, either in a short form JP, which is where you just PM the post back and forth, or hop on IRC or Instant Messenger or whatever, and get your character active in the scene. So that way you are posting and being involved.
That is a very good tip to solve this. The type of thing is, don't be afraid to, like, say something in character, even if you're not being talked to. It's just like, even if you have charisma zero, even if you have, like, charisma zero in real life, it doesn't mean your character does. You know, you can roleplay someone with charisma 20 if you want. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely it's something to think about. I don't necessarily agree with you that people should be posting just what's in their head, but that's kind of the roleplay background that I come from, I think, more than, because it seems like people are okay with that on this site.
Yeah, I think our roleplay style here is, it's still roleplay, but we also like to tell stories, and in third-person narrative past tense, you know what characters are thinking, so it matches the style.
All right. So, was that the last one?
Oh, no. I lost count. There's two more.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want me to stop now, I can stop now.
No. This has been great. This is a great segment.
All right. Well, a lot of people might disagree with me out there, but honorifics like San and Sama and rank honorifics that we use so often in the Yamataian half of this site, like Shosa and Taisa,
Juni,
etc. Those should Honorifics should never be capitalized, ever. I know in English, when you call someone like, hey, Captain Bob, you will capitalize Captain. Mm-hmm. But when you call someone Bob Tysa, you don't capitalize Tysa, because honorifics, because they're derived from Romanized Japanese, are never, ever capitalized. Mm-hmm. And it's not a big thing, and I don't think it's... You asked me to compile pet peeves, and this is not necessary.
This is more of a personal pet peeve than anything else.
I don't
else.
Know if there's any hard and fast rule written anywhere that says honorifics are never capitalized, but in real honorifics I've seen studying the Japanese language, especially Romanized, they're never capitalized, and I personally think it looks really, really weird when they are on our site.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just me, so you don't have to listen to me.
Well, it's something that I'm usually confused about too, because I'm not, I'm glad that at least you're putting a stand one way or the other, because I know a lot of times, like, I'll just go, if people are capitalizing them, I'll capitalize them. If people aren't capitalizing them, then I won't. It's something I definitely look at what other people are doing, but it's good to have an opinion one way or the other.
It's just if you look at like a list of Japanese honorifics, you won't see a single capitalized one, I don't think. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I haven't studied Japanese very in depth like you have, Revolver, or Yoroko has, but you know.
Well, I usually don't write it romanized, so.
Yeah. That's what I have to say about that.
That's
So,
good. All right, so what's the final tip?
the final one is this applies to mostly SPs, but can also apply to JPs. Because you don't have to start every single one of your posts with your characters' names. I know a lot of people do this.
This does happen a lot in JPs too.
Sometimes, of course, it's necessary and it's the best thing to do. But you don't gotta do it every single time, guys. It's more acceptable, I think, in JPs because of the pace and just the hopping around from person to person rapidly. But in SPs, unless you're playing like five characters on that ship, it's like we all know who your character is,
You just
really.
have to make sure somewhere in your post you mention
Yeah, of
the.
course. Somewhere in your post, you should mention my character's name, especially in at JPs, you probably want to mention it in the first sentence or two, so that
Because
someone doesn't
it
think
does
that
sometimes
it's...
get confusing, like who exactly, especially if there's a lot of similar characters, which can happen, in a Yamataan plot, if there's, three or four Neko, just referring to yourself as the Neko might be confusing to someone reading.
In a JP, say it in the first sentence or two. In SP, unless you're playing multiple characters, sometimes it would be better to just not say your name immediately off, you know.
Well, one tip I can give for fixing this problem is what I like to do is take the adjective that's going to be in the sentence and move it to the front of the sentence.
Yeah,
Or not
that's
the
a
adjective, the verb, what the action is,
yeah, that's
running
a
down the
good way to do it.
hall, my character does this instead of my character runs down the hall.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you never start it with your
No,
character's
it's
name or
all
your
about being
character's name.
varied.
It's all about being varied. And I think,
It's the same reason you use a thesaurus, you want to not be doing the same thing every time, and the easy way to do, to make a post is to put the character name first, and if you're doing it all the time, like you said.
I think that's one of the main things is what all of I think this segment comes down to is other than proper grammar and spelling and punctuation, the best way to have good and interesting writing is to be varied, but not to the point that it's confusing or silly looking to the reader.
And that's just something that, like anything, it's just practice.
Yeah, it's just practice and
And look at what other people have done and.
yeah, that's another big thing. You just read. If you don't like to read books, just read other people on the site, like Doshi. What?
Yeah. Doshi gets a call out again this week.
Oh,
I'm sure he'll.
that's...
I'm sure that will not be the last one in this episode either.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, because we got to talk about the other thing. But
Yeah.
all right.
Which is actually, I think that was the last tip, right?
That was the last tip.
All right, so now we are going to move on to that next segment, which is hopefully everyone's favorite segment, Pimp Your Plot.
Oh, okay. Do I go first? Yeah, I think I go first.
There is no going first here. There's only the guest pimps a plot.
Okay. Well,
You're thinking of the other segment, which is Post of the Week, where
I
we both pick one.
apologize. Well, I guess I'm pimping my plot this week, the 11th Squadron. It just got started again. After a little rough start in the beginning, I decided every plot goes through a point where no one's interested, and after that, they usually end up being really good plots. So I'm still toughing it out and trying to post more. And basically, the whole idea of the plot was originally to have each player control a ship in a unit that works for the Star Army. And I would really like each of my players, which are Star, Doshi, Kai, and Wolf Ward, who is MIA. So maybe not Wolf Ward, but whoever my players are at any given time, I'd like them to flesh out their ship and basically add as many NPCs as you want, like customize it, make it your ship, and just it's all about space combat and the interaction of different Star Army ships in that setting.
And before we got on air, you mentioned to me the Relief, the YSS Relief was a ship write-up that you really liked.
Yeah, I like not necessarily the YSS Relief ship write-up itself, but I always look at the recently changed articles on the wiki, and I noticed the YSS Relief like crew roster, and I would love that. I would love the players in my plot to do something like that, you know, if they want. They don't have to, but if they want to flesh out their ship, a good way to do it would be to detail, oh, not every single person on the ship, but a good portion of important NPCs that could be used in the future, just so they have a quick reference list of names that they can make up a NPC with that name on the fly who sits in this chair. And the YSS Relief does a good job at that. I don't know what I think Sean O'Dublinier, whatever. He did a really good job with that, I think.
Well, the 11th Squadron was in my post of the week last week, and
Yes.
I had been reading just reading it because it was a very it, the 11th Squadron is an entertaining read. But I actually got to take part in a small Jeep, even though I just played an inconsequential NPC.
Yeah.
I have to say, JPing with you and Doshi together is almost like a dream. It's like a pauper being able to eat at a king's table.
Well,
I
I
felt
think
really
like
bad about my posts too. Like,
you should. No one should feel bad about their post, even if you're not the greatest writer, as long as you're trying the hardest and coming out with something that's readable, it's cool.
well, I was having fun and you guys weren't yelling at me, so I guess I was doing good enough.
You're doing fine, but I think that's another thing. The 11th Squadron, I right now, shout out to the players. I think all of my players are like top notch. Like, if I had to say so myself, I think my plot has the best collection of players on the site. Sorry, everyone else. Like, the concentration of the best people in the world. But
Well, that's good to say about your plot.
that's just my opinion. We don't post much, but when we do, oh God, it's great, you know. But is there
Good.
anything else you'd like to
The 11th
know
Squadron
about?
is a very entertaining plot, and I do encourage people to read it. And if you're interested in doing fleet combat, definitely get a hold of Raz, see if you can get a ship, because
Yeah, well, we're
we have a
I
cash for clunkers program going on, so bring in your crappy old shuttles and trade them in for a new Plumeria.
Yeah, I will. Although all the captaincies are filled up, I welcome players to contact me or another ship in the squadron and try to like hop on as an XO or a weapons officer. Or right now we have an empty ship actually, and Vesper seemed like he was interested but hasn't really done anything about it yet. So we still have an empty ship, guys.
Uh-oh, Vesper, you better get on that.
Oh, right. But yeah, we're gonna be participating in the Mishu War, which is I think something every Yamataian plot should be doing. Sorry, other GMs who are listening, that's what you should be doing.
Other GMs who are not maybe doing that.
Yes, I don't know if any GMs aren't doing that, so maybe I'm just talking out my butt,
I
but
think you are, because I can't think of any offhand, but I'm not going to mention any by name in case
I'm
there
giving
are.
my serious face while I say this, by the way. I'm just very serious, but it's a fun thing. It might move a little slow, but when we do post, I think people are entertained if they do end up reading it.
Well, it's definitely an entertaining read for someone who was outside the plot. All right, let's move on to Post of the Week.
All right.
And Raz, are you going to entertain us with a good post this week?
Yeah, sure. This post is by a new member named Plaid Mage, and
Oh yeah.
it's in the post they're doing with Doshi.
In the post they are
It's
doing with the
yes,
thread.
it's called it's a thread. It's called Site Clearing. It's on the first expeditionary fleet board. And it was just I was just reading the thread, and this little post that they made played Plaid Mage. I thought it just made me it made me giggle, and I thought it was a fun little post about shooting at an enemy. So I will read it.
Is this a short one? I warned
Yeah,
you.
it's short.
Okay,
It's like three sentences.
let's hear it.
Let's see you crouched behind the paper tray again, watching the demon come out of the door. She gawked at it in a delighted shock for a moment before she remembered that the armor was going to try and kill her with that marvelous gun. Then she sluiced a pair of shots at her quickly assembled propane tank trap. See, I don't know why I just liked that post.
Okay.
It was entertaining, and The second
It
sentence.
was entertaining to hear you stumble through it. Perhaps you should have practiced a bit more on reading.
Yeah, I'm not a very good, I'm not good at a dictation kind of thing. But yeah, it's the second sentence in particular is
I know you talked
like a,
about it a little bit beforehand as being your favorite.
just read that sentence alone, guys, and it's awesome.
Well, it's definitely good to see a newer member show up on Post of the Week. And Plaid Mage has been pretty active in IRC and is definitely getting active in the community. So we expect
Yay.
great things out of you, Plaid Mage.
Revolver does.
All right, I do. I think everyone does. I mean, one of the, goals of the site is to bring in new people. And a lot of times, it sometimes feels like we're getting a lot of chafe that needs to be, cut away. And
Hey, that's not a nice thing to say.
I'm just saying that sometimes it feels that way. And sometimes people who start off a little shaky turn out to be really good players. And sometimes we get, really good people right off the bat. So
Yep. And they're role playing with Doshi, so if Doshi thought they were worth his time,
oh, there you go.
they're technically an
Let's
okay
let let
person.
let's suck Doshi's rod a little bit more here on the Sarfcast.
And a good run it is.
All
So
right.
what's your post of the week,
My
Rev?
post of the week is something that I'm sure is going to stir up some shit, but that's kind of why I'm picking it. It's
Oh.
from the ref approved forum in the Free Spacer Freet Religious Sect thread, and it's the very last post. It's the post that you made, and I know you're going to
Oh.
hate me for
Oh,
bringing this up.
you.
Yes, me.
I'm not going to say it because it's very, very rude and wrong.
All right. And the reason that I'm bringing this post up is because the submission was approved after you had been made the Free Spacer FM and you had posted some concerns about why you didn't want it approved, and then it kind of got approved in the post right after you say, "I don't think this should be approved."
Yeah, I know. I was in the thread.
And you didn't even notice it for like almost a week
Yeah.
that it had been approved. Well, I think I'm like you, where you just look through the active topics. So if you miss something, you don't notice that there's been a
No,
post in it.
I just click boards. I've never used active topics. But anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
I
just
thought you
click
were ta
all.
Oh, I
Dude, I
thought we were
just click
talking about.
boards. That's all
Oh,
I do.
I thought we were talking earlier, and you mentioned something about active topics. All right.
But anyway, what is your wonderful post of the week,
So my
Revolver?
post of the week is where you very snarkily thank Wes for valuing your opinion. And I would hope that it was just a miscommunication or not fully comprehending what you were talking about in the post where you because I don't think you ever actually used the words "this should not be approved." So I think it was just something more of cleaning house, because a lot of things were being approved or being went through. But I
Well,
chose it as my post of the week because I wanted to call it out as something that, if it wasn't brought to attention, it might get swept under the rug, and it's something that needs to be.
yeah.
I know there's one of the problems we have with the faction manager system is the. Let's see. How do I want to. How do I want to approach this? Because it's a topic that I definitely feel.
Well, when I posted that, I had just found it and was like nerd rage. So, and I think part of the reason I nerd rage is because it seems like whoever the Free Spacer faction manager is just is, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, they get dumped on a lot.
They get dumped on a lot. But I generally try to be supportive of Wes, and I was just kind of angry at that point. But if he thinks it should have been approved, then I agree with him.
Way
But
to toe the party line.
what? No, it's just how I am. But I think, well, what were
Well,
you
I think
saying?
that's another reason I pointed it out, because you do tend to be non-confrontational, and it was a fairly confrontational post.
Oh, well, thank you for pointing it out.
I mean, things. I think one of the problems, like I said, one of the problems is that sometimes things get swept under the rug or ignored or well, you know, people choose their battles or whatever, right? Well, you know, I'm not going to fight on this topic here because, you know, for one reason or another. You know, well, you know, it doesn't matter as much to me to make a big deal out of it, or, you know, I'll just wait until it's something that I feel, you know, feel more strongly about or whatever. But, you know, we have a lot of problems with the faction manager system that are getting better, and we're moving
Yeah, it seems
to
like
better
we're
things.
all.
But
It seems like the faction managers are getting along now, and with the Mishu War starting, there's less people whining at each other about the faction stuff, and people just wanting to get good roleplaying.
yeah, that's the important thing is the role play. But you know, getting the fa you know the faction manager system isn't it's better now, but it's not perfect. And so I'm probably going to, in the future, talk a lot more about it and my
Yeah, you should
grievances
ask
with
one of
it.
your future guests about that.
Maybe I will. Maybe that'll be a topic to come up later.
Yeah, ask Camper, I think. One of your guests, that'd be
Oh,
great.
his a little sneak preview. His show is probably going to be. He's the one. He's the show. Like, next week, I think I'm doing it with James, the Avatar of Kahania. And
Yeah.
then I think Wes is going to be after that, which should be a good show. And then either the show after that, there might be like another one with Kai or something in the meantime. In the meantime, because I kind of want to get back to talking with him. But Camphor is the one I'm looking most forward to because it's going to be a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun things planned.
Yeah, he has a lot more opinions than he likes to say in public, I think, about this site and actually serious non-troll stuff, so it should be fun.
It should be. All right. Well, that will be it for SARPcast Episode 3.
Well,
Thanks
thank
for
you for
joining.
having me.
Thanks for joining us, Raz, and thanks for giving your opinions.
No problem.
Hopefully next week we'll be back for our Chrome Egg Blowout Extravaganza, and where we'll
Yo.
discuss the new Aromakane hover car, the Futanari.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Have fun. Please send any topics you'd like to see us cover, and remember to vote for SARP once a day, every day. Goodbye.